For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team heads to St. Cloud tonight. Game two of the non-conference series with the St. Cloud State Huskies. Joined by one of the five captains on this year's team, Owen Sillinger, senior out of Regina, Saskatchewan. Owen, the first and second period, there were long stretches where you guys had great offensive puck possession time, good chances. Then the ice would flip and they would have a lengthy stretch. How did that kind of get away from you in the third period, and how much of that credit is just them playing the third period the way that they needed to with a goal, with a two-goal cushion?
Yeah, you know what? That's just good college hockey. It's just two good teams going at it. I mean, yeah, they play with pace, and they execute in the O-zone, and I think that was kind of the difference with them and us last night, is that they executed their game plan and we didn't.
Is pace hard the first game coming out of break?
Yes and no. I think in spots, obviously when you come up and down the sheet a few times, obviously you can feel it a bit, but I don't think that was any issues at all.
You guys, you didn't have a ton of shots early, but then boom, you had a bunch. And if you could have popped one there first, they are so darn good playing with the lead. If you're able to get one early, how much does that game change?
Absolutely. That's execution right there. That's what it comes down to. Like I said before, I mean, we had chances early and, we just couldn't put it in the net, and obviously they come back, they get one, and then kind of the game just kind of trickled down from that. So
I forget. Were you the trailer on Alex's shorthanded goal?
No, that was Tyler. But, yeah, Alex made a good play. Obviously, shorthanded, got the puck, and went down and finished. So,
you have seen enough games. You've seen him play enough of those games. What makes him so good and so effective at getting around a guy and just turning on the Jets?
He's smart, man. He's a really intelligent player. I think that he thinks the game very, very quickly. And he has great speed. He can get to spots. And, he's a finisher. When he gets around the net, he knows how to score. So
he turned that thing into a 2-on-0, which should never happen shorthanded.
Absolutely. He's got good wheels.
Knowing how good their power play was, how important was it to granted, you guys gave up one there and later on in that penalty, but how important was it to not take a bunch of penalties and then still be fairly decent killing them?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the game plan every night, obviously, is to win the special teams war. And... tonight they got one. We never got one, and that's what happened.
You go to Big Ice for game two. How much does the game change for a forward?
Yeah, quite a bit. Obviously they're used to it. It's their home arena, and obviously their fans are going to be bringing a lot of energy. The ice is going to be bigger, but it shouldn't really matter. We're going to have to execute our game plan.
Is the biggest thing remembering that you've got more time because there is more space?
Yep, that's part of it for sure.
Any goalie is going to say that the angle is the biggest difference. You're in the corner, you're trying to feed somebody out front. What's different when you've got that much extra room?
I mean, as a forward, I think just having more time and space in the corner, so you got more room to dance a little bit. And obviously up top as a D-man, they got more room to walk the line. So, defensively, we have to be staying on our checks, and offensively, we'll have to make a miss. So,
best of luck.
Thank you.